News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Please, no Barbies. Is it time to cancel International Women's Day? That's the title of an article by features writer with the Times of London, Helen Rumbelow. And I spoke to Helen a little bit earlier and I started by asking her to explain what her issue with International Women's Day is.
It goes back to the start of International Women's Day, which was about a century ago. And then it was a really popular grassroots movement. It started with factory workers striking in New York, moved on to calls for the vote. It was this very, very idealistic agitation for change. Now we get International Women's Day used by all those people that were essentially like the people that the original International Women's Day founders wanted as their target. You know, the big governments, the big corporations that are doing very little or being very complacent about women's rights. And it basically gives them a free pass, I think, to do very little the rest of the year. I think now it's being exploited quite cynically by the bosses, usually male, I would say, who grab, you know, Janet from accounts, put her in a pink t-shirt, say yay, and consider it a job well done. I mean, one of the amusing parts of International Women's Day actually is this app called the Pay Gap app that is a bot that's been programmed to patrol social media looking for these quite misleading International Women's Day posts and repost them with that company's pay gap information.
So is this all front? Is that what you're saying? Is this style over substance, a facade really?
Yes. And I, you know, if International Women's Day went, I don't think we'd miss it at all, because I think it really, it kind of pretends to do more than it does.
Okay. What about the other side of the argument, though, that, you know, International Women's Day, it raises awareness. At least we're talking about women. We're talking about women's roles. And maybe when this was brought about 100 years ago, we didn't even think of talking about women's roles. We didn't think about women's position in society. It was taken for granted that they were kind of downtrodden and that was just it. Is there nothing to be said for celebrating women? And I know, you know, by the way, that the same kind of accusations are levelled at Pride, that Pride was a grassroots movement and now is a happy day out that, you know, the corporate world has taken over. But is that better than ignoring these kinds of things?
Yeah, I mean, you do sometimes get men saying, what about International Men's Day? And I would say to that, you know, be careful what you wish for. Getting your own International Day, I think, slightly marks you as a lost cause. I think the idea that you can you know, give one day a year to 50% of the population is patronising.
So cynical tokenism, patronising. So then what should we do? What would be better? Get rid of it? Do it differently?
You know, we don't need to ban anything. I hope it just fades quietly away. It is actually thriving in a social media age. You know, you see International Women's Day has only boomed in the last sort of decade or so, because I think it's the easiest thing you could possibly do. The hardest thing is to do real structural work.
Social media is obviously very performative for a lot of people. What about Mother's Day? Mother's Day, obviously, this Sunday. Does it fall under the same umbrella in your view of tokenism and cynicism? What do you make of that?
I think, you know, what I was found fascinating looking back in the history was that, again, Mother's Day didn't start as Mother's Day apostrophe before the S. It was Mother's Days for them to organise and work. And actually, one of the kind of first proponents of Mother's Day said this would be the one day a year that women would rule the world.
So it wasn't about celebrating mothers. It was about mothers being allowed to have a modicum of power that one day.
Exactly. And then, you know, just around the time that women got the vote, that feminism started to take off, you know, I think it's no coincidence that then this movement for Mother's Day became very conservative with a small c. It became about women being idealized for being self-sacrificial, for being martyrs, for giving everything essentially to their children. And it was it's a very kind of regressive picture really of mothers, that they are essentially slaves, and that you know, this one day a year they get this little kind of, you know, bit of toast or whatever. And that's enough.
And that was feature writer with The Times, Helen Rumbelow. Let us know what you think about that.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.